The following is an encore presentation of a K-commentary originally aired on November 24th, 2005. Here is K's Whirling.
This is called Holy Moses and Jesus Christ, and I wrote it November 24th, 2005. Holy Moses and Jesus Christ, undoubtedly the two most compelling moral figures of our current civilization, because they were chosen by God to deliver to the world his messages for the endurance of a good and ethical society. History records that after God created the world, he also created different civilizations to occupy it, one at a time. Each civilization grew and evolved, and because of human lust and power, each gradually became so morally bankrupt that in disgust, God decided to discard them and start all over again. The present civilization is now showing unmistakable signs of so much moral decay that God may discard it also. He's very angry with us. Witness the unusual and frequent abundant catastrophes our world is experiencing. The latest catastrophe could be the announcement recently that 12-year-old boys in elementary school will be offered condoms. Moses was summoned by God to receive and disperse to his people, the Jews, his Ten Commandments, so that gradually all people would learn to worship God by living productively and morally. Our civilization presently is being assaulted by many people who have rejected religion, rejected the family unit, are trying to legalize same-sex marriage. These same people created legislation to allow pregnant 12-year-old girls to obtain abortions without the knowledge of their parents. Our society is going downhill rapidly. Several centuries after God delivered to Moses his commandments, a very special human being was born, and his name was Jesus Christ. And I love Jesus Christ. As a young adult, his message was, "Love thy neighbor and turn the other cheek." It's moot to argue whether Jesus was or was not divine. Suffice to say that his was a very special message because he offered the concept of goodness to a world that needed to hear it. These teachings of Jesus were so new and so foreign to a dog-eat-dog, belligerent and destructive world that many embraced his concept. And so Christianity was born. About a couple of centuries ago, our nation, a democracy, was created by our forefathers, and in their wisdom, they combined the moral beliefs of both Judaism and Christianity for this new, incredible country. So, the U.S. has been and always will be a Judeo-Christian nation. May our democracy continue to prosper and endure despite the negative pressures of godless forces in our midst. For KSCO, this is K's Whirling.
The long-requested book of K's commentaries is now available for purchase online at our KSCO.com website, right on the homepage, for $24.95 plus shipping and handling, if applicable. Treat yourself to this wonderful book full of K's wisdom, thoughts, and humor. It makes a great gift, and all proceeds support KSCO, your favorite radio station. Go to KSCO.com and buy K's book today.